went in and I'm still not farther than I was 2 years ago, but I am going harder. Wanna get nominated from Conscious Album like Sean Carter. Never wanted to be so rough, it's the way I was brought up. Come on, I'm having more sex than tour jets. Shorty's thighs trembling, remember and explore the rest. I'm rooting for the best, sincere is my inspiration. Doing videos, making beats and engineering. I told them, go get that money, it don't matter what you're fearing. But where the hell am I steering? I try to hold an example, to keep on living through that sample.
Yo, I'm flying off the handle, trying to get my screws tight. Release stress by smoking weed in the moonlight. Told me I should maybe take a break, I'm like, you right. Broke out of my shell and it gave me new life. Pockets still empty, not everything's changed. Bank account still light, but I got some new frames. Honeys come through, man, I be getting these dames. But I'm so lit that I be forgetting their names. Shit, but I can't forget that pretty face. Come out with me and I'll show you how the city tastes. Take you home, have you screaming like breaks. I'm just having a good time. What else do you need than good beats and good rhymes? Yeah. I just wanna bring the flavor to you. Can you tell me, can I really bring the flavor to you? I don't hear you, but I got this damn feeling like
something's telling me I should follow my intuition. Intuition. Something's telling me I should follow my intuition. Intuition.
Get down with it, get down, come on. This is happening too quick now, come on. Still waiting to get rich now, come on. So sit down if you now, come on.
WMFO in Medford, this is Skybar. This is a punk rock song by a local band. Thanks, here we go. These are the Ducky Boys, an old one from the Ducky Boys.
would take this long. So long, in fact, that I've forgotten what I was gonna say out loud. Lower, no pain, that's been us for the last 10 years. And getting up a single day when one of us hasn't had to face our fears. We don't need a goddamn thing from, we don't need a goddamn thing from you. City's where my dreams come true and die. It ain't the prettiest place on earth. There's everywhere to run, but no place to hide. That's fine. The time for change is upon us now. Everything we once were taken, and ain't nobody gonna show us how. We don't need a goddamn thing from. We don't need a goddamn thing from.
That was the Red City Radio song called If You Want Blood, Be My Guest. Before that, The Neighborhoods with Hate Zone, and started with the Ducky Boys. That thing's 20 years old now. We'll Find a Way off of Dark Days. I'm here with Harry, Jim, and Paul.
Paul, yep.
From, just met Paul Greg. Tonight.
Greg?
Yes,
is it Greg? Greg?
Yeah, it's Greg. Greg.
Paul.
No, it's Paul. We have to, yeah, after 25 years, but he's really Paul.
Yeah, you see, you weren't about it, and I.
He's said, the walrus, okay,
dead man. Yep,
Greg, who we just met tonight.
It's okay.
The better, also known as Pop Gun, the Pop Gun people.
Yes,
and they're got some new stuff after a bit of a break since you put anything out, right?
It's been since 2013 since we put anything out.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but we're recording again in the lush confines of Jim's barn.
But I hear it's going great. I hear it's working well in the barn.
The barn's good. No
really
barn
is.
Behavior in the house. But we record amongst the chickens and hens.
Well, we're in the loft. The chickens are downstairs.
And what was the impetus to get this thing rolling again?
I just wanted to play some good songs that were ready to get out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some great songs. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're back together and we're writing songs. So there's no reason to write songs, I think. I mean, playing live is one thing, but the other thing, if you like them, if people like them, you record them.
Yeah.
We like them. We hope you like them.
I'm sure I will, because I like your other stuff. And generally, unless you really did like a total 360 and started playing some...
We did a 180.
360
would be the same thing.
But if you... You know, but sometimes if bands go too far in another direction, I'm like...
Yeah. No, I don't think we changed anything. I think, if anything, you know, the music is... you know, we're a lot older now than, you know, so I think
we were 35 years ago.
Yeah. You know.
Is that when this thing kicked off?
No, this thing came 26 years ago.
That's a bit, though, still.
You guys were 92, 93.
Yep.
And then I came around into 93 or so.
Yeah.
But as Harry says, it wasn't consecutive years.
Yeah.
Never.
There were some hiccups, but...
A lot of hiccups.
That happens, though, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just run out of beer.
Yeah.
I think that's been the cause of, actually, every breakup the band's ever had.
And
somebody left to drink.
Forgot to buy beer.
Yeah. No sense playing here now.
Exactly. Yep.
The fridge was on the fritz for a while, and we had to
one
take a
time,
break.
Greg brought in a six-pack of Natty Lights.
Yeah, that was pretty much, it was over. We knew right then.
That was it.
Someone told me they were good.
Yeah, Natty Lights.
Well, you were kind enough to bring me a couple of the new tunes.
Yeah, like we were saying, we just finished recording some things. We're recording more. Really, our own studio.
The plan is for a 5-song release in the fall.
Awesome.
So we have to finish up a few of these. And
will this release be on like a physical product? Or will it?
I think we're going to do, digital download? And we'll print some CDs.
Just for the likes of me?
Yeah.
There will definitely be CDs.
And for me as well. I like the CDs.
You like
CDs? I like the physical myself. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
absolutely.
Well, I want to do an LP, actually. Vinyl.
Yeah, the vinyl thing's crazy because the vinyl is more. I guess people are buying vinyl now. But
they are. I actually buy vinyl. I do.
Yep. I do too and then, but I like one or the other. I get aggravated when people like just do a digital download or something.
Yeah,
like.
I buy CDs for my car and vinyls for my house.
You know, right. Right.
So, if you can afford it, let's do it. Right?
Yeah, vinyl ain't cheap, right?
No. That's the thing. No, we haven't done vinyl since the 90s. We did.
Did the 45.
Right.
45, yeah.
The Lynn song?
Actually, we may be bringing back. We did a song back in the 90s called The Lynn Songs about drinking on the North Shore and behaving very...
North Shore drinking. Got to go to the packy.
Behaving very irresponsibly.
I lived a lot of my years in Peabody. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this mostly takes place in Lynn because it's called the Lynn Song.
Okay.
But some of it's in Salem and Marblehead, I guess. But we may be bringing that back at our next show this Friday.
Tell them what inspired it.
Because the last iconic bar mentioned in the song in Lynn closes this week, I think.
I think so.
The Porthole Pub. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Porthole Pub.
And that was mentioned by name in the song, along with a couple other places that are long gone.
Buzzies is gone. Smuggler's Cove is gone.
Yep.
China Lion's
gone.
Grover's is long gone.
Grover's is mentioned in the song. That's where we started, actually. That was our first gig. Well, actually, Huck 2's first gig. Not
really?
Huck 2's
first
gig.
Yeah.
Pre-me,
Pre-Jim.
Yeah. But you jumped in pretty quickly.
He did.
What, a year? You missed a year or two?
He did.
I don't know.
Yeah, not even a year, really.
It's all a blur. Yeah.
Then you were right there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Jim's still the new kid. Actually, we have a new kid, but he doesn't do radio interviews.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just
a hired
live
gun.
Guy.
Yeah.
He just shows up for gigs.
That's it.
I can't blame him. Yeah. Hiking all the way up. I mean, I thanked you for coming in here because no one lives down the street.
Right.
No, we don't.
Well, this guy actually lives with me. He's my son.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And neither one of you are down the street.
No.
He actually has to get the trash out before Greg gets home or he's in trouble.
Well, that's why he couldn't be here. The trash wasn't taken out, so.
And he probably didn't want to hang around with Dad. He's like,
no.
Yeah, he gets enough with the gigs and the rehearsals.
Like,
yeah.
You're going where to talk about the. Yeah, I'll stay home.
Sounds about right.
I'm just guessing that's how it went.
That's a good guess.
It was a very important video game to be played tonight.
Right.
All right, we're gonna play some. We're gonna play some new Pop Gun. I might mix in some more Pop Gun and then play some more new Pop Gun, and we'll be back and we'll talk about the shows you got coming lined up.
Do you know what song you're playing first?
Not really.
Is it gonna be number one or number two?
One.
It's gonna be number one.
Do a number one.
So that's gonna be Stop the World.
Have I? I think you've played this.
We've
live.
Played
it live.
We played, we played it, and we liked it enough. We figured we'd record it.
Sure. All right. This is new stuff by Pop Gun.
Song. You can run and you streets out late at night. The city's got a beat and I feel alright. I feel alright. Got a restless heart. I've got desire. It burns, it burns, it burns. It's dark and quiet at 3 a.m. I want to scream to the world. Wake up here, I feel alright. Got a restless heart. I've got desire. It burns, it burns, it burns. We'll be right back.
That was, I believe, a radio debut of Winterlong.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
World premiere.
World premiere. Streaming all around the world.
Yep.
Within a 5-block radius.
Yep.
The cool sounds of winter. Yeah.
Before that, we had an older Pop Gun song called Restless, and started with Stop the World. Then these Stop the World and Winterlong will both be on this upcoming release.
Yeah, it will. It will.
The triple album set.
The triple live.
Triple album. Well, one album side will be live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Pop Gun Live studio, yeah. From somewhere.
Yeah. Live from Kodo.
Sure.
Outtakes.
Bad jokes.
B-sides.
Yeah, B-sides. Yeah. Alternate versions.
Yeah.
Dance mixes.
Who does? No dance mixes.
We'll play that in the show before you.
Yeah, easy with the dance mixes. This is, I don't know, that's another show, the dance mix thing. Yeah. Who does, you guys all write together collaboratively? Does one guy write lyrics, music? Sometimes I know like, they work like that.
Mostly I write and kind of bring it. Mostly
bring it to the guys.
Bring it to the guys.
We fill in the gaps.
Yeah. And there are a lot of gaps because they are better musicians than I am. But
you're doing some writing.
Yeah.
So it works.
Yes, but it's always kind of worked out that way. I mean, Jim will occasionally have a song. Greg will occasionally have one. Bruce would occasionally have one, but, you know, most of it I've done over the years.
A little doubt with that, I guess. So you got some shows coming up.
Yeah.
We do. We have a show this Friday at Kodo in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
With Muck and the Myers,
Moto.
And 138.
Muck and Moto are outstanding. I don't know about 138, but Harry just filled me in about 138. So that is sounds like a fine bill.
Yeah. Know?
It's a lot of fun.
It's going to rock. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We've played with all those bands before, and so it's fun.
Did
they ever do anything Kodo? I used to hear rumors of Kodo was going to move things downstairs.
Right. Yeah, that was. I guess they
kind of went by the wayside.
I'm not sure. They bought the PA from, what was it, Church?
I think so.
And they were talking about doing something like that.
But it only takes money.
Yeah.
So I really don't. I've heard that they've worked on the place, but I haven't been in there. So
yeah, I mean, it's a smaller room downstairs, but they were going to make that into like the pit or something. I don't know. But I haven't seen that it's open yet. So I don't know. As far as I know, all the bands are still upstairs with a restaurant kind of converts into a rockin' club. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Once you get the eating people out, you can.
Yeah.
And I've never been to the place. Is it right across the street, the other club there?
Opus, yeah.
Yep.
I've heard great things about Opus.
Yeah,
that has the downstairs thing.
Opus has
a really cool vibe, yeah.
Yeah. It's small, but it's cool. Very cool.
We've been there on a Monday night, and it's packed.
We're going to have we'll be having a gig there around Halloween. I've been talking to the guy there at Opus, and Pop Gun will be playing there downstairs, closer to Halloween. When the city's madness.
Yeah. We're back at Kodo in August with the Liars.
Yeah.
And the knockups.
Glider, knockups. That sounded like a glider build to me, that's why.
Yep.
Funny you should say that, because it is. It is, yes.
Yep. So you got a couple Kodo shows.
Yeah.
Cool.
We do.
I'm gonna play some stuff by Muck. Hopefully we got some Moto in here in the system. I don't have any with me, but I'm sure I have it in the system.
Yeah,
and,
I bet you they are.
And we'll be back, and we'll babble some more before we wrap things up. But this is Muck and the Myers. This is an old one by Muck and the Myers, but
awesome.
It's always been one of my favorites. See if we can dig some Moto up. Here we go.
Bar and pub.
That gem was called Bright Sun Shiny Skull.
I like that
Moto.
One.
Moto.
And Muck and the Myers, of course, with an earlier one, King of the Beat, off Cellar Full of Muck. I think this came out a while ago, 2012 maybe. I'm just kind of winging awesome. That. I really have no idea when it came out.
Bright Sun Shiny Skull was 1987.
Was it? Well, they've been kicking a while, those guys in Moto,
I guess, I guess they have.
Yeah.
Damn.
We have some songs from the 90s.
From Moto Rectus.
We do.
We can play those.
So who, yeah, well, we can. I can dig some more Pop Gun up in the...
Yeah, we go back to the 90s.
In the archives.
Not the 80s, though.
Yeah. So when you guys were starting out, we touched on the neighborhoods. But, like, who are some of the bands that you, like... Said, wow, these guys are cool.
Definitely the neighborhoods. We at that point they were just breaking up, and we were we said we're going to go out there and replace the neighborhoods. That was our little mission at the time.
Yet to happen.
Yet to happen. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, we haven't replaced them yet, but we've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, and, for me, it was when I, you know, I was a kid from the suburbs, like we all were, and I went to college in Boston, 1981 I get there, and I'm just hanging out at the Rat, and every night it was a great band. It was the Dogmatics, it was the Del Fuegos, it was the Neighborhoods, it was the Blackjacks, it was the Turbines, it was Scruffy the Cat, you know, it was just like, you know, then a little later it's the Pixies. I mean, it was just fucking amazing. It was effing amazing.
That's a good word.
See, and I don't have the button.
You don't? You don't have a delay, 5-second delay? Sorry about that, Scott.
It happens now and again. I think we're going to survive it.
Toughs can pay the fine.
Right. Yeah.
And to me, that's, you know, when you have that scene, and then that just seeps into you. That seeps into everything I think we've done.
I want to do this. I want to contribute to the scene and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, three chords. I can learn three chords.
I wasn't around for their beginnings. They came from another band and then formed Pop Gun. And I joined only after they were already playing for about a year.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, I'm sure it was the same for you, Jim. You know,
I didn't have any influences at the time.
No.
You jumped in.
He was a blank slate. He was a blank
canvas. We molded him.
I had no baggage.
Most did. Most people did. You came baggageless.
And white corduroys.
So when is this going to...
That's actually true about the corduroys.
Yeah, the white corduroys.
Did you gig in the white corduroys? No.
Yeah.
There might be some photo evidence of that.
Yeah, I think we could go back and
the archives?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So this is, when's this going to happen, the release of this thing, you think?
I
know that's a tough question because people never really know.
November-ish. Yeah, we can have it.
Probably by the end of the year, though.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
By that, but November-ish, I'm thinking. I need time to go out in my boat over the summer. I can't always be stuffed up in the barn.
No, cranking out EPs.
Yeah.
We are hard taskmasters with the gym. Like, we're working on the song. What the hell's going on?
I mean, yeah.
You don't have it done yet?
Yeah. You know,
so why do the Little Billy Lost stuff, too, up there? You know?
That's right. You got a few things on the plate.
Yeah. I remember once feeling bad asking about it, and he said, I was in the barn four or five hours today working on it. It's like,
okay, nonstop.
Sorry, man.
Oh, some you get up there, you get in the zone. There's no distractions. It's quiet, except for what, you know, you're working on. So, I mean, we have the whole top floor of my barn as a rehearsal kind of man cave, but then I have one little section where I keep the little computer and everything.
Yes.
You know, you really get sucked into it, so it's good. It's good for my brain.
You got other stuff going on. You got the... Should we mention Smitty's gig? We got it. He died.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Yeah. June 30th. Smitty, Just a Modern Guy at Once Ballroom with Gene Dante and the Future Starlets.
And Jim's playing in the band with Smitty.
Yep, I'm with Smitty. And then we have Goddamn Glenn's band.
Yeah. Parlor Bells?
Parlor Bells. Yeah.
Yes.
Escaped me for a second. I'm sorry. And there's other guests. There's a guest DJ, and I just can't remember everybody.
Oh, the guy from Sidewalk Driver.
Sidewalk Driver, guest DJ.
Yeah.
And I think there's one other surprise that I can't really talk about.
But. Yeah, he leaked it to me, but I was sworn to secrecy, too.
Michael Jackson's going to be there.
It's a big name.
Yeah, big name.
But we're going to play... I'm going to play some... actually, I don't know if you guys know Worshipper. I'm going to play some Worshipper.
Oh, yeah.
David,
is this your new favorite? Sky?
Yeah, yeah. New EP. It's all covers. I think they're working on their second so-called real release, too, like a follow-up to, I forget what the hell the name of the first CD was, but great band. We'll play some Worship, but we might sneak another Pop Gun tune in.
Yeah,
nice. And we'll be back one more time to say, see you. It's 8:42. When I have guests in, the hour goes quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm by myself, I'm just sitting here sleeping, banging out like 30 tunes.
We're happy to help.
We're here. We're having fun, yeah. So time's going to fly by.
Yeah, it's a good deal. We're going to play Worshipper and some other stuff. Maybe nice. Some Atlantics. I don't know.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
This is New Worshipper.
Where you go if you're done, nothing wrong. If you're What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Had to sneak that in. 8:53, the time flew.
Wicked.
Here with Harry, Jim, and Greg.
Alias Paul.
Yeah, I got that. It'll never happen again.
Paul
Greg from here out.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, anything else you guys... Again, I want to thank you again for coming up here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. No, anytime anyone wants to come on, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we could help you make the hour.
Support local music, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone should go to Kodo this Friday.
Yeah. This Friday, Kodo.
Doors open at 9. Pop Gun, Modo, Muck and the Myers, and 138.
Yep.
How about that?
Salem, Massachusetts. Rip your face off.
You can take the train from Boston to Salem. It drops you off. You can walk. It's a 3-minute walk from the train to the club.
Yep.
That's right. Thanks. Then you can't get home, but that's all right.
Driving
isn't that bad. I usually drive up there. Paul
will pay for your Uber back to Boston.
Yeah. Ask right. Paul.
That's going to stick.
If you can find Paul, he will buy you an Uber.
Everybody's Ubering. On Paul.
On Paul.
On Paul.
Good enough. I got to get out of here in 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Awesome.
So, did you want to talk about those last two songs you just played?
Go at it, yeah. Yeah, we got, yeah.
One was The Atlantics with Big City Rock.
Big Atlantics.
I know, and I didn't even mention what I played Worshipper, Heaven and Hell.
Yeah.
And I played an older Pop Gun song, right?
Older Pop Gun song called The Light from 1994.
I play anything else? I don't think so.
No, I think that's about
it. Usually when a guest is on, I miss half the stuff I played. Because you have to log it in, and I'm talking. I don't have time to log that all in.
Yeah.
No one's watching anyway.
No one's watching? You're right, because it's radio. Right.
They are actually. Right there. No, there's a camera right there.
Oh, they can tune into that?
They watch me and make sure that we're not having beverages up here and eating cheeseburgers and...
staring at my bald spot.
They are. It's directly behind your head. It was implemented because things were getting broken.
I don't understand why can't you have cheeseburgers.
I know, right?
I don't know. I agree with you. The turntable right here, which is no longer useful, was broken and they...
Well, the cheeseburger you have to wash down with a beer.
Did somebody try to play a cheeseburger on the turntable?
They implemented this device to make sure that there's no food, water. Anything.
Not just cheeseburgers.
Any food of any type. Cucumber, nothing flies.
I'm nice really coffee. Surprised that they mentioned cucumber.
Doc, keep that low.
I will.
Yeah, there's no...
Leave it to Greg.
I think it's the condiments.
No condiments either?
They tend to get...
Oh, they get everywhere. They get in stuff. The condiments get in the board.
You open in a pack.
Salt goes flying. Yeah. Pepper everywhere.
Nothing good comes...
Tata sauce is the worst.
Oh, God.
Nothing good comes of any of it.
I can understand that. Yeah. That makes sense. Now that you put it that way.
Watch out for that tartar sauce. Tartar sauce.
I like fish, but I hate tartar sauce.
Really? Oh, I love it. And then I love it on my fries.
That is true. Tartar sauce is great on fries.
This is developing into a food show now, but I also hate all mayonnaise.
What do you think tartar sauce is made out of, Skybar?
Probably mayonnaise. that makes sense. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like tartar sauce. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, let's hit Revere Beach on the way home.
Yeah. Let's go stop at Kelly's.
Yeah.
Pick up some extra tartar sauce from my fried clam plate.
I'm going to get WMFO in Medford. You've been listening to it. We're going to close with something by, I think, Carissa Johnson. And see you next week. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you soon.
And Friday night.
Right? Kodo. Salem.
Kodo.
Peace.
See you.